Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 451 of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom Podcast. I'm Jordan Stoltz, your host, and today I'm talking about the thing, the missing piece that will get you to your fitness goal. We're going to talk about, I'm going to give it away. I'm going to spoil it. We're going to talk about consistency in the basics and why that is the missing component of getting to your fitness goal, and why fitness can be so frustrating and make it seem like you're not ever making any progress when what you might just need is, I don't know, a couple decades under your belt. I'll talk about that today, give some analogies, and hopefully it's not frustrating. Hopefully it ends up being motivating, actually, in helping you put in the work day in and day out to get to your goal. You can make tons of progress in a short amount of time, especially if you're a beginner, but things definitely slow down later. We'll get into all that in today's show. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave it a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And not every episode, but just about every episode has a written version of it. If you prefer blog articles to listening to my terrible voice, you can go to medium.com, and I believe I'll link it in the description of this podcast, but I believe it is medium.com/@StoltzFit, and you'll be able to access any written versions of the podcasts there, and that's a good place to kind of review, I guess you can call it show notes in a way, or at least a summary of today's episode without some of the little ranting and side tangents that I go on in the podcast. Thank you for listening to another show, and let's get started with today's episode. All right, so welcome to another show. This is episode 451 of the podcast, doing a solo episode. I just want to, you know, say thanks for joining me for this podcast. It's crazy that I still get a good amount of listens on these solo episodes, just kind of talking about different things that are on my mind in the fitness industry. I really want to start producing different types of content kind of related to the podcast that can help you out as people pursuing fitness goals, things like courses, things like books, things like videos and stuff like that. So stay tuned for all that. I think there could be some good materials coming out here in the near future. Of course, this is going to be a busy year for me. We have twins due in about a month, and that's, you know, going to, of course, take up a lot of time and energy. So I'll survive and produce what I can as far as content is concerned, but I appreciate all of you following me along for this journey. And consuming this content, it really helps me stay motivated for it. Something that can be not very motivating and actually pretty tough is fitness and making progress. It can be very, very, very frustrating. There's the newbie gain phase, as we normally call it in the industry, where you can make absurd progress in the first year, maybe 2 years even, if you do things right, of your training and nutrition finally being dialed in. No matter your age, you could be 13, you could be 33, and it doesn't really matter. If you're just getting started, the progress you can make in a short amount of time is incredible. The best transformations that I've ever had with clients are people that just start, and that's just being honest because they're the ones that just see the biggest changes. You can put someone on a basic resistance training program, being a little bit more active, and maybe hitting protein. And those things alone will definitely get somebody a huge transformation. But that slows down like crazy after that first year, and especially 2 years. Things really, really, really get slow. It's like a turtle running through mud. It just is just painfully slow. And really can be frustrating because of how much it slows down. I actually think it's not really how slow it is that's frustrating. It's frustrating because you start out so quickly and then you're slow later, right? It's like if you're trying to take up throwing darts and you got 10 bullseyes in a row to start and then you started throwing them all over the dartboard, it would be really frustrating, where if you never got those bullseyes in the first place, you wouldn't have, you know, tasted that blood like a shark, so to say. You wouldn't have that bar set so high for yourself. fitness is kind of the same way. You can be really frustrated because it can just take so long. It can just take so long to make progress down the road a little bit. In my opinion, that's really where real discipline in fitness comes in. It's not necessarily the hard workouts, the super sweating, the, you know, the longest run of your life you've ever done, the most weight you've ever lifted, waking up at 4 a.m. to go train. That's not really what the real discipline is. What the real discipline is in fitness is doing the really boring, basic stuff, but the effective stuff day in and day out for years, because it will take years to reach your goal. And that's really what the missing piece is that will get you to your fitness goal, is years. That's not fun to hear, and it's not sexy advice at all, because it would definitely benefit me more in as a professional in the fitness space to say it's going to be a supplement that I sell, or a workout program I can put together for you, or even my coaching. But of course, those things could help, but it's not going to be the missing piece. What's going to be the missing piece is having that discipline to do those basic things, like getting proper sleep, tracking your food, hitting your protein, progressive overload, managing your volume and intensity in training, doing those things properly for 10 to 20 years without straying off course and just being the most consistent person in the room. I think it's a really tough pill to swallow, because 20 years of slow progression can be brutal. It can be really, really hard to stay the course when you're only seeing, you know, maybe a couple pounds of muscle gain per year. Maybe your strength stays the same for months on end. Maybe you look pretty similar this year to what you did last year when you expected a drastic transformation. You're not going to get to those elite levels in appearance, in strength and performance, even in health, in anything under double digit years. It's going to be at least 10, if not 20. Now, don't be too discouraged. You can definitely make a lot of progress each year, especially in things like health and body fat levels and in performance. I think you can really make big strides. Gaining muscle is really what is the long, long, cumbersome thing. If you're okay with where your muscle is and you don't really care to gain any more, good news for you, you can maintain your muscle quite easily and get healthier pretty quickly. It is, you know, a matter of losing 5 to 10 pounds. You're probably going to be way healthier than you were before, even if you do have a lot to lose, and it's just implementing some habits at that point. If you do want to go down the muscle gaining, strength gaining journey, things will be slow. And that's the reason you don't see a lot of people walking around that can squat 700 pounds or have a lot of muscle on their frame, because it takes 20 years of consistency. I've been like almost annoying and just obsessed with golf lately. My wife says I'm getting like really super into it, and it's true. I have the training aids. I have a golf simulator at home. I hit on that at least a few times a week. I watch coaching videos on YouTube during the day here and there. I watch sometimes, if I have time, the PGA Tour on Sundays, watching golf tournaments, looking into people's backgrounds as golfers, the whole nine, no pun intended. Something I've really noticed from looking into these golfers and, you know, especially even the young ones, 20 years old up to 35, 40 years old, something I really noticed is how young they started. You look into their stories, like some have clips of them literally as toddlers with fake golf clubs hitting. Some of them were in tournaments in high school at an elite level, winning things. You know, most were pro golfers by the time they got to college, and pretty much everybody started when they're 8 years old, 10 years old, playing real golf and being consistent with it, not just dabbling here and there on a weekend with someone's parents. It's consistent practice, coaching, technique work, everything for years. Even if they started at 8 years old, by the time they're in tournaments when they're 20, that's 12 years of consistency, and they're likely not winning tournaments for another 5 to 10 years. That's almost 20 years of working on something before they get to the goal. Now, golf is kind of a weird example because it's incredibly technical and frustrating, But the point is the same in fitness, is that the best performance you've seen, the most muscle you've seen, there's 10 to 20 years of behind the scenes work, just grinding day in and day out to get to that point that you see. And really what's unfortunate in the fitness industry is that those people that are at that point always have something to sell. And you as a beginner or maybe an intermediate see that advanced status of that person, maybe at strength or how they look or perform. And you want that so bad that you will buy into whatever they are selling or promoting because they're there. And you assume that's how they got there. The reality, though, is that it isn't what they're doing now that got them there. What got them there was the 10 to 20 years of hard work behind the scenes that you didn't see. For most, it's just doing the basics. No one's really discovered anything crazy groundbreaking in fitness in a long time. And it's true. It's just managing those basic things that are effective and doing that for a long period of time consistently. It's boring advice, but it is the missing piece that'll get you to your fitness goal. This is a big battle for anybody who's working on something in fitness and health, I think. It is for me. I'm a professional in the space. I'm doing an episode on the subject. I obviously know it. It's not like it's something I'm just now discovering. But the truth of the matter is it can just be incredibly frustrating. And it's a battle that you always have. You see someone doing something that you're not doing and you think maybe that is what will get me the progress I want. You see some kind of new nutrition strategy, an exercise, a training program, and you think this has got to be it. That'll help me out. It will make a difference possibly, but it will probably make a very minor difference. And what you need is, even with that thing plugged in, you're going to need 20 years with it to really see the results you want. So, like I said at the beginning, I hope this isn't like a discouraging episode to be like, don't even try. You're never going to get there unless you put in 20 years. It's not meant to be discouraging. It's just meant to be to help you stay realistic. It's just meant to help you realize what the missing piece is. It's not anything that you will really spend your money on. It's just consistency. And anything you can spend your money on would be something to improve the consistency that will get you to that 20-year mark that'll get you to your goals. It is something you have to love the journey on, of course, because if you don't, you should probably find a different hobby because it will take time. If you hate training, the sad reality is if you want to get to a certain point but you hate training, I would just not even try to get past a certain point of the newbie gains because it will take 10, 20 years, and why do something you hate for 10 to 20 years? Just find a hobby you like and do that instead, I think. If you do like the training, then stay at it. Stay the course. Be consistent. Remember that with such a long grind, you will have even more satisfaction when you reach your goal, in several years, if not double that. It will take time. It will be frustrating. You'll be tempted to abandon. You'll be tempted to search for the magic bullet. But if you put in that consistent work, it'll be a very satisfying time when you finally realize you're at the goal you set out to in the first place. So there's my advice. It's not something that's going to make me a ton of money. It's not something that's going to change the game for any of you, but hopefully it gives you a realistic picture of what you need to do to get to your fitness goals. It does help to have someone in your corner, though, and I'm always here to help. If you do want help with your fitness goals and setting up a plan, maybe you need a training program, a nutrition program, or one-on-one coaching, you can reach out to me at jordanstoltzfitness@gmail.com. I always put that in the description of this podcast so you have the email accessible to you. That's my personal email inbox. You can reach out to with any questions you have or anything that you want to work with me on. So thank you for joining me for another show. This was episode 451 of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom podcast, and that'll be it for today. Have a great week, everybody.